views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And our host is here, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, Daryl, and everyone that's joined us today. It's wonderful to have psychic soup, something we haven't done in quite some time. Those of you that have followed us and listened to the shows know that we took a break over Christmas and had another break in January. But we're back now, and we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to kick off the show with a little psychic soup? I'm so in the mood for some deliciousness. What do you think, Daryl?
Oh, yeah. Doing celebrities is always delicious.
All right. We always include celebrity readings, but we also want to encourage anybody to call in who may have a issue, a question, a situation you're dealing with that you would like to have addressed in the cards. And the number for that would be, Daryl?
Would be 800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
And as we go forward, we'll give you little snippets of readings for celebrities. I have a group of celebrity watchers who love to submit questions about their favorite big names in the spotlight. So we're going to look at that. But also remember, we will take a break anytime you call in. So please don't hesitate.
Yep.
Now, for those of you who are new today, let's do a little backgrounder here, a little bit about the method. It's called personal prophecy, which my grandmother taught me over 30 years ago. this method uses nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards and your own intuition. Now, I do teach this here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, and also via the internet. So if any of you find that you really take a liking to this particular method, which is very literal, it will give you distinct answers to questions, and it should not be confused with tarot, which I also think is a beautiful philosophy and a wonderful way of guiding your life. With personal prophecy, things are a little bit more up to the minute.
Yes. Very much more up to the minute.
Will you get that job, or is this relationship the one that's going to culminate in marriage? That sort of thing. So, with that said, how about if we stir that big, juicy pot of psychic soup? Oh, yes. Yeah. There's all sorts of things lurking in our soup. One of the questions that was turned in for us focuses on Bill Cosby. Now, our readers, our listeners, wanted to know what's in store for him surrounding the current scandal. Do you think we need to refresh anybody about the scandal?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think everybody pretty much knows what's
going on. That's what I'm thinking, too. You know, though, I have to say that he has a number of very high-powered lawyers looking for that one little needle in the haystack that will somehow discredit these women who are bringing lawsuits against him. And this came through very clearly in the reading for Bill. Personally, I'm seeing that he realizes, well, his career is, for all intents and purposes, pretty much over. And his home life isn't much better, considering that his wife, Camille, sanctioned over the years that he could have extramarital relations with women sexually because she seems to have lost the ability to do so. But she never dreamed it would come to this extent where charges of rape and such would be brought against him.
Yeah.
So for her, this has been really a most overwhelming situation. I see in the cards that certainly their home is never going to be the same, at least not for quite some time.
Right.
Can he recover professionally? Well, I think if he goes and becomes, say, an advocate on, well, rape prevention or date rape drugs or something that's kind of way out there and would put him in a different light, possibly. For one thing, there has been too much time that has elapsed with these cases, though, bringing it back within right. about what's going to actually transpire. It doesn't leave a lot of room for actual evidence. My perception is that his lawyers are going to urge him to offer private settlements financially to those women who, so that they can bring closure for everybody in terms of these lawsuits. Right. Even so, though, his career and reputation is extremely damaged from the publicity of these women. I wouldn't be surprised if he faded into retirement as a result.
Yeah. And at his age, he's kind of pretty much already retired.
Well, and there have been a number of speaking engagements, and he's done some appearances
right.
as a comedian, but right.
The freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously. Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
With me, Deborah Lee, and Daryl the Hubster. Our topic today is Psychic Soup, where we are in the midst of doing celebrity readings, but also taking your calls as we go along through the show today. And we had Amla from Connecticut.
Yes.
Amla, are you with us?
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. How are you, hon?
I'm doing, I know I reached out to you a couple of times. It's been a rocky couple of months, but I'm settled now. I'm very grounded, so that's really good for me because my
emotions
work. That's
wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I know you'd be proud of me because I've been all over the place. So I have a question. I know I had a reading, I think in November with you, and you said you saw a relationship coming in the spring. Can I ask you about, like, maybe some more details on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me get those cards warmed up for you.
We love details.
Have you met somebody?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have not met somebody.
I see him coming here real soon, though. Just from my own intuition.
Daryl, you're quite awesome really? With your personal intuition when it comes to romance. I mean, you should see him here in the office. I'm laying out your cards right now. You should see him in the office. I mean, sometimes you don't even need cards, Daryl.
No, I know.
So I think that's a wonderful skill to have.
It is. Sometimes it's scary.
Oh, it's looking good here. Really good. Look at this.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll take you out of suspense there, Amla. You can't miss this. You are taking the path that is going to put you right smack in front of this amazing man who is going to read you like a book. It's as if you sent in an order to Amazon and a drone delivered him to you. Seriously, no, I'm not joking here. I'm hearing eight weeks. That'd 8 days. I mean, I think that might be a little quick, but I'm hearing eight. So it's under what is sure to come true. There's a designation in the layout that in all my years, I have yet to see something not come true that has been portrayed under this particular designation.
Right.
Absolute true love, darling. He is going to make you so happy. I feel he's a businessman or in the teaching profession of business.
Right.
But there's business around him. And there's a young son. How would you feel about stepmothering a child?
You know, it's interesting because I don't have any children myself. And I'm in my 40s. So, you know, it's a package deal. I'm legally blind. And you know what? That's what love is. It's boundless.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
it is.
For a good 15 years, I've been telling myself, like, you know what? Who am I to judge anyone? Who is anyone to judge me? We all are here to learn from each other. And I would love that son like he was mine. I wouldn't want to even be called stepmom, to be quite honest.
Well, I don't think you'd need to be because this young boy is so in need of mothering. My sense is the mother has some addiction issues that she can't seem to overcome despite repeated rehab episodes. And as for him, this man thinks all he's really got going for himself is his career. So he's become a bit of a workaholic. But I feel that your meeting is going to happen under the most unexpected kinds of circumstance.
Really?
But it'll be one of those moments where you're going to look at him and he's going to look at you and you will simply just know. You're going to just know.
Yeah.
There is one thing in your cards that I'd like to give you as a bit of a cautionary message here. There have been a huge number of home fires this particular winter. And I want you to just be very careful around electrical and stove anything that holds the potential to be a fire hazard, okay? We don't want to hear that you've lost your home.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And you know, it's these kind of warnings that once they've been given, to a recipient of this method, they generally will pass away because you will go home and be extra
careful.
Yeah, and diligent working with. I mean, it can be something even as simple as putting on something on the stove, you walk away and forget. Next thing you know, the kitchen's up in flames. So I want you to just be extra special, careful, and you shouldn't have a thing to worry about. So as for this man, I hear the number 8, which I'm interpreting to be about 8 weeks, which would take us into April.
April. I meet him locally. Do I meet him locally? Is he like in the area?
Yeah, I think he's local. And I think he, at this point in his life, he's not expecting that he will meet somebody who's going to be life-changing for him. See, this is going to be a nice surprise in terms of his path, too. And he's a good man. He, looking at what I'm seeing here in your cards, he needs somebody like you to teach him how to enjoy life, how to smell the roses,
yes.
Because he's been a bit of a workaholic. And this seems to be something men, you all kind of hide into your, you know, use your work as a comfort zone.
Right. That's because, well, we don't have anybody to care about. That's the one thing we do care about is our work. So we just immerse ourselves in that and keep going.
I feel, Amla, this is going to happen so fast for you that you will not believe how soon you are, say, looking at wedding dresses.
Right.
I mean, look at how fast it was for us.
Yeah.
We just knew.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, now that I've told you this, it's your job to believe it and to use the law of attraction to manifest this, to let this life-changing event come into your life.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt in my mind that it will.
Knowing that it happened. Thank you. Oh, wow. This is such a great, I love this. I just thank you for this.
You are so welcome, and that's one thing I love about personal prophecy. It is so filled with hope and light and love. You know, the readings, there can be instances, sure, that we have dark times in our lives, but there's always that sunrise over darkness waiting for us just as we take our path.
Yep.
And so much we can change about our lives now that you know that he is destined to come into your life. He's a good man. There's all the love cards around you. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Oh yeah.
This one will bless you for the rest of your life.
It really is destiny. This is real destiny right in my face. That's why I'm like I'm still overwhelmed. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
This is
great.
Well, the best thing that I can tell you, hon, is that you deserve it. You are most deserving.
And I actually can say that. I couldn't say that before. I know I do now because it's been such a. But you know what? I wouldn't be where I am today without the challenges that I've had. So
exactly. And you wouldn't be who you are either. We grow, we mature through challenges, through our struggles. And he's been being in the process of getting ready for you, too.
Awesome.
So
and that's
I
what
think
divine
the cards are
is.
Awesome. I really do.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for calling, and you'll have to keep us posted.
I will. I'll Facebook you for sure. You take care, okay?
You
okay.
too, honey.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Daryl. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's a doll.
Yeah.
You know, I love when readings are, it's so immensely beautiful like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to give our number again, and we'll go to our next celebrity.
All right, if you want to talk to us today, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
The next question that was sent in to me was about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton from The Voice. And our celebrity watchers want to know, where is this relationship going? Well, this is very interesting to me. As much as I would love to say that Gwen and Blake are meant to be together for the long haul, I'm perceiving that Blake, that Blake is still emotionally attached to his ex-wife.
Mm.
I'm perceiving this will eventually show itself to be a very tumultuous on and off again relationship. Well, actually, roller coaster is closer to it
right.
for Blake and Gwen. And you know, Gwen is characterized in the cards as a woman who doesn't like to share her man.
Right.
So until he can emotionally let go of his feelings for Miranda, Gwen is likely to let go of Blake.
Right.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. And they're both dragging a lot of baggage into this, too.
Exactly. True.
Yeah, that's one thing we have to get rid of when we go into a new relationship is that old baggage.
Well, a lot of times people want to overlap their relationships.
Yeah.
There's that scary period of being alone. We've been there ourselves.
Yeah, we have.
I finally decided it was time to face it and spent 4 years dealing with being alone. And by the time I got used to being alone, somebody came and knocked at my door, and his name was Daryl.
Yep.
So you just never know what the future holds. Now, Amla out there, she can hold the space. She can manifest. She could even set up like a vision board and watch and see what develops for her.
Yep.
So as far as Gwen Stefani and Blake, well, I don't know. I have a feeling that fame and all the trappings that go with it can be extremely hard on relationships. One thing, you're living your life out in the street.
Yeah.
With all the street lights on, you know. There's no sense of privacy. Plus, celebrities seem to be in a great big hurry to latch on to somebody, to have that arm candy.
Yep. That they are. And that's not always a good thing.
Well, it's not. I don't think it ever really is.
No.
Because you're just trying to abate your own sense of fear of being alone mm-hmm. by just grabbing at somebody, having to have somebody.
Right.
So I really have my doubts about this relationship. First of all, with Blake still having feelings for his ex-wife, and also for Gwen is still caught up in her own way. True. So we'll just have to see how that develops. For now, I really don't think that's going to work out too awfully well.
No, I don't either.
Now, one of the celebrity watchers had sent in a very interesting question about Lamar Odom. Odom?
Yeah.
Odom. Life after rehab, what will he be doing next? And is there hope for a reconnection with Khloe Kardashian?
That's a clan there.
You know, I have to tell you, though, there's a huge shift perceived in Lamar's cards. My perception is that his recovery is actually taking the shape of an important epiphany for the second half of his life. It's very likely he will look back in years to come and see that his near-death experience was, in reality, a gift. It has enabled him, Daryl, to want to be a better father. And perhaps even more importantly, it has enabled him to want to be a better man.
That's good.
Well, I'm seeing he is impaired to a certain degree in terms of brain damage or brain function. There's a disturbance I'm perceiving pertaining to damage that occurred
right.
from the overdose and all.
Right.
He's going to find a productive life for himself, although financial issues will probably be difficult for the next 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
As for a reconnection with Khloe, I think we all know that the Kardashians are not fundamentally a forgiving clan. Khloe is characterized as feeling a great sense of pity for him, but I don't see her taking the road back to him. She did the right thing. She sat at his bedside out of a sense of loyalty and duty.
Yeah.
But her feelings don't run any deeper than that, at least in terms of my perception.
Right.
A new man on the horizon for Khloe. That's what I'm seeing. She knows it, and Lamar knows it. In the end, I do feel, though, that they will only want each other's happiness.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I'd say that's a pretty good one there.
Well.
Of that whole bunch of Kardashians are just, they're so out there.
And I hate to say this, there's such a superfluous quality to their entire lifestyle.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe if we were all in that lifestyle with its lavishness and all, maybe we could understand why they are the way they are.
Yeah. Maybe.
But I do feel that Khloe did a very nice thing out of her heart and spirit, but she's done. She is done. People, please call us.
Yes.
I see we have Lisa from Virginia waiting in the wings. We'll save her for after break. But people, please call in. We'd love to talk to you and get your cards fired up.
Okay. Let's go to break here and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
That's me, and Daryl is you, and we're very happy to have you all with us. We were about to go to Lisa, were we not?
Yes, we were.
Lisa in Virginia.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a relationship question for you guys.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
I have been dating someone in the military who is currently deployed with limited contact, and I am hanging in there. But I guess my question is, really, should I wait? Is it going to pay out in the end for a relationship, or should I make use of the resources around me, so to speak?
Okay, I'm going to lay out your cards, and we will see what they have to say about this. All right, just a moment. I'm using a 24-card spread for those of you who are interested, so it takes me a moment to set the intention on the deck and then cut and, well, lay them out.
But you're so good at it.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Lisa, here's what I've got for you. I really feel that you have to see this relationship through to where it's going to go in the future. I see a wedding card here. I do feel that there's everything that is possible for you to hope for here. Unfortunately, there's a lot of extenuating circumstances pertaining to his deployment. There's a shroud of secrecy around this, his mission, times when you won't know. I think what you'll have to do is figure no news is good news. But in the meantime, it's going to wear thin after a while. So I think if you use this time as a time for you to develop yourself, and I see a career here that's really coming to blossom in terms of your cards. If you focus on these things, it's going to help you a lot to get through these days of uncertainty and wondering, you know, what the heck is going to happen. I personally feel... go ahead. I'm kind of really on fire here about your cards.
This is really exciting. That's great. Keep going.
Okay. Well, on his side of things, I am picking up very strongly that he's feeling jealousy toward you. He doesn't want other men to have you. He misses you, I mean, with his complete heart and soul. I always keep getting this, as I'm looking at your cards, I can't shake this thought that he's in a hole somewhere, like a pipe or something like that, and you're his constant thought. He's like hiding.
Aww.
Okay. But you really have a lot of opportunity around you. This is a time meant for you to further yourself so that later you would be able to settle down together and bring on your nesting instincts.
That's so fascinating because I know I said he was in the military, but what you don't know is he's actually in the Army. He's on the ground on a ship, so that would make sense, saying that you saw him like on the ground. That would make sense.
He's very, very close to you in his heart, let me tell you. This has been a defining moment for him. I do feel you're going to hear from him very soon, but these calls really depress him when you are able to hear from him. It just makes him feel that much more despondent. I want you to know, this is a deployment for him that is an epiphany in itself, that he's realizing, hey, I don't enjoy this that much anymore. I think that part of him is starting to want more to be with you than to be with the team.
Right.
So I think what you have here, Lisa, is a relationship that's evolving. And I do feel it's going to head in the direction of a full commitment, marriage, soulmate connection, however you want to define it, but it's definitely here for you. So have faith, you know, hang 10, and just live one day at a time. That's really all any of us can do.
Wow, that's great. Thank you so much. I've really
enjoyed
it.
Well, you are just so welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to mention something to you before I forget. That, do you remember a few psychic soups ago, Joe's, where we had perceived that Beyonce and Jay-Z were she was actually plotting a divorce from him in secret. And in the meantime, she was hiding her money and her assets. What actually has transpired, for those of you that have been, you know, kind of watching the news, the celebrity news.
Right.
There is a heavy...
Goodbye.
Oh.
You're okay.
Yeah, are we still here?
We're still here.
Oh, boy. Okay. Anyway, it has been mentioned in the press in the last few days to weeks that, in fact, they are moving toward divorce. Now, we were going to talk about... Okay.
Yeah, we were going to talk about... What was we going to talk about?
Teresa.
Yeah, that's right. Teresa.
I know I'm going to just murder this. Giudice. You know, the Real Housewife of New Jersey who recently got out of jail in December. The celebrity watchers want to know, has she learned her lesson? Well, as you probably remember, she and her husband, Joe, pleaded guilty in March 2014 to conspiracy and bankruptcy fraud charges for financing their high-flying lifestyle with $5 million in bogus mortgage and construction loans. Bad Teresa and bad Joe. She did a year in jail, a year that ended up providing a ton of material for a book she's written. Has she learned her lesson, though? Well, here's
Bet not.
Well, here's the thing. Right now, she's riding high on the wave of freedom. Underneath, though, is the somewhat murky underbelly of greed. I do feel she is going to try very hard not to fall back into the trap of illegal activities. It's her husband, Joe, who may not be able to walk the straight and narrow. I would not be surprised, Daryl, if they part permanently within the next 5-year period, in which case she will want to move on to richer pastures with another man who is on the up and up, a man that can afford her without having to commit all kinds of fraud and whatnot. So I found that one extremely interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. And it's funny that all these people out there, they all go for the money.
Well, when is enough enough? you know, this is what I'd like to know. Gee, to some people, $100,000 is way more than they need or could hope for.
Right.
But these people had $5 million, and now it, you know, it, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we try not to make judgments, but it's really hard. So I hope somebody else will call in before our time is over today. The number
is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
Somebody else asked, concerning celebrity readings and all, what did I see in the cards pertaining to Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles? Is this new relationship going to make it? Will it last? Well, I would like to believe this relationship will eventually bring the two of them together in a way that would actually stick. I really would. I think Harry would be good for Kendall. Kind of take her down a couple of notches where she can start to live more in the quote-unquote real world along with everybody else. She is characterized in the cards as being way too nitpicky, too fussy, I guess you could say, about men she sees. And you know what that says to me, Daryl? It says she's a bit of a control freak.
Right.
And when you are so hung up and focused on flaws, what happens is no partner can truly make you happy. This is what I see as her main problem. Unfortunately, these two appear to be off at the moment. But he's headed in, and actually, to tell you the truth, I perceive that he's headed in the direction of another woman, and she's moving towards somebody else. It's a bit of a shame, though, as the two could have been really good together.
All right. Well, on that note, let's go to a break here, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life. Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Psychic Love Doctor Show. Our topic this week is psychic soup. Anything and everything is fair game. If you want to talk to us, give us a call 1-800-930-2819.
We have been doing snippets of readings on celebrities, questions that have been sent in by our beloved celebrity watchers. And another question that we had received was concerning Miranda Lambert and her new boyfriend, Anderson East. Are things heating up? Is there longevity for this coupling? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. Well, I have
to say, wow. Now, here's a lady who is full of fiery passion with a personality to go with it. Unfortunately, Anderson is perceived to be a bit more laid back than she is, and not perceived to get frustrated quite a bit of the time with this vinegary vixen that he's dating. Yeah. I mean, she is a spitfire. Things are heating up all right. The question is, can they survive such a high-intensity connection? She feeds on drama. There's no doubt about that. It's almost her lifeblood, and he's more milk toast, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, kind of blah.
Well, just more chill, you know, like okay. The kids say. Know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean about that.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that Anderson is going to hang for the long haul, though. Just a few too many lightning bolts for his taste coming out of that girl.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, she still has quite a few unresolved feelings inside of her for Blake Shelton. So I guess they need to all kind of take a step back, you know, and give things some time here, because I actually see the strong potential for a reconciliation between these two by, say, 2017.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad pick of numbers.
Well, it gives them all time to kind of sow their wild oats and figure out what really matters right. In terms of the future. You know, we all can sometimes get sidetracked. What is your take on it? You often call it that good old tickle in the shorts syndrome.
Yep.
So, people are human. They're going to make mistakes. You know, something we should talk about in terms of preventing mistakes, how's that? You like that little segue? Is we have an absolutely free app out that some of you may know about. We'd like the rest of you to know about it. This app is available for Android and iPhones. It's available through the place where you get your apps.
Play Store.
Yes. It's free of charge. You will simply install it, and you can use that app. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. You can use it to give yourself readings whenever you want them. Now, I will tell you, that app isn't going to always give you this kind of rainbows and unicorns insight that you may hope for. And some people get mad at this thing.
And sometimes it gives you fire and brimstone.
Sometimes it does. But I will tell you that that thing can be awfully accurate. I've used it before going into business meetings. Daryl uses it
all the time
in his government work. and he needs all the help he can get dealing with the government. So I do encourage you to please give it a try and see what you think. Any parting words on your behalf there, Daryl?
If you have a doubt, email us. Email us questions if you want to know about celebrities, your love life, whatever. Email them to us. We'll talk about them on the next show.
Exactly. You can send all of your inquiries to Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. And we will definitely, have your question addressed.
Yes.
Whether it's about a celebrity or it's just about your own love life, your own career, we will definitely do that. Some people just don't want to be on the air, you know.
Right.
So I can certainly understand that, but we want everybody to be able to get a chance at getting some readings.
Right.
Now, I've been asked and asked for days, and I think we'll use this as a closing little snippet of a reading here.
Okay.
About the election. Well, I want to tell you that it was some months ago that I definitely saw Donald Trump out in the front of the race.
Right.
I felt that he had an excellent chance at actually being elected president of the United States. There is, since now, I'm seeing quite an upheaval in the cards where my perception is this race is going to turn into some real muddy, murky water coming up here.
Right.
I see Hillary Clinton's got some dirty pool to play, and they're going to be actually probably have been very much involved in sifting through Donald Trump's life to try and find all those little things that would destroy the confidence of his constituents.
Well, here's the thing. She needs to watch her own background. You know, she's got a pretty murky one there herself.
Well, I'm amazed she got away with that.
Nah, she hasn't got away with it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, the cards right now are saying that the election itself is a bit of a toss-up, which I found surprising because usually the cards will stay pretty constant on an outcome of a certain situation.
Right.
So we'll have to keep our eyes posted on that.
And part of Trump's problem is he's getting really arrogant right now in a lot of things.
And maybe a little bit too flamboyant.
Not to Donald. He couldn't be too flamboyant.
Well, we'll have to see what the future holds. And speaking of the future, as we get close to saying goodbye to you all today on this magnificent Friday in February, is the words of my grandmother. Now, she was not a very well-educated woman, but this lady was able to lay the foundation of this amazing method of perceiving the future through ordinary playing cards. Her words that she always said to me were, to dream is to believe, and once you believe, all things are possible. So thank you all so much for joining us. I hope that you will continue to believe. Join us next week.
Yep.
We are going to have a great show lined up for you.
We'll probably have a guest here next week, which is something we don't normally do.
So take care, everybody.
And remember, if you want to ask us a question, email us at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. And if you want to play with our app, go to your Play Store and get it. It's called Psychic Love Doctor.
Thanks so much, everybody. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.